Dr. Craig Spencer has a clean bill of health. He's the NYCER doctor who tested positive for Ebola on October 23rd, days after returning from treating patients in West Africa with Doctors Without Borders, MSF, Médecins Sans Frontières. The Health and Hospitals Corporation said after a rigorous course of treatment, safety procedures, and testing, the HHC Bellevue team determined Dr. Spencer is healthy and poses no public health risk.
Hello. My name is Craig Spencer.
Spencer was hugged and cheered and pronounced cured and released from Bellevue Hospital at a New York City press conference at the hospital on Tuesday.
I am very proud to be among the ranks of more than 3,500 providers working with Doctors Without Borders to respond to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa.
Dr. Spencer served in Guinea. The other two West African nations under attack from Ebola are Liberia and Sierra Leone. Spencer says while his case garnered international attention, the focus needs to be on West Africa, the center of the outbreak where families are being torn apart and communities destroyed.
For over 5 weeks, I worked in an Ebola treatment center in Gekedu, the epicenter of the outbreak. During this time, I cried as I held children who were not strong enough to survive the virus. But I also experienced immense joy when patients I treated were cured and invited me into their family as a brother upon discharge. Within a week of my diagnosis, many of these same patients called my personal cell phone from Guinea to wish me well and ask if there was any way that they could contribute to my care. Most incredibly, I watched my Guinean colleagues who have been on the front line since day one and have seen their friends and family members die as they continue to fight to save the communities, their communities, with so much compassion and dignity. They are the true heroes that we are not talking about.
We could not be more proud of Craig today.
Executive Director of Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, Sophie Delaney, on Dr. Craig Spencer.
He diligently followed MSF's monitoring protocol upon his return from Guinea in accordance with the selfless, life-saving work he performed so admirably in West Africa.
Delaney says the doctors who do this work must not be stigmatized when they return home, but respected. She says the international response to Ebola, while robust, has failed so far to break the virus's chain of transmission.
We must not let our guard down. Complacency, false security, and above all, fear are Ebola's greatest allies. So while we celebrate Craig's recovery, we remain mindful of the massive effort that still lies ahead and of the need to be as clear-eyed, vigilant, and courageous as him.
Now, this is a very happy occasion. It's not even 3 weeks since we stood before you here to tell you that the first case of Ebola virus disease had been diagnosed here in New York City.
At the Bellevue Hospital news conference celebrating the doctor's recovery, New York City Health Commissioner Mary Bassett tipped her hat to the public hospital system here in the city.
We are so lucky here in New York City to have a robust public hospital system under the leadership of Dr. Ram Raju. This hospital system has as its sole mission seeing to the medical needs of the people of the city. And that's what they did. The staff here at Bellevue Hospital continued its tradition of delivering world-class medical care.
New York City's health commissioner said Craig Spencer's work in West Africa was not only for the people of Guinea, but for all of us.
We will not vanquish this epidemic until it is vanquished in West Africa. So Dr. Spencer and the organization which he worked with, Doctors Without Borders, have been really taking the burden for all of us in seeking to put an end to this outbreak. For us in New York City, we must continue to be vigilant. We hope we don't see another case of Ebola, but we will be vigilant and vigilant to other public health threats, which include stigma and discrimination, also damaging to our public's health.
Dr. Spencer said he is living proof that early detection and isolation can stop the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.